From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. A new bill was the topic of discussion during a hearing on Wednesday. The bill's sponsor says it would increase fairness in school sports, but others say it would exclude transgender students from participating. Seth Bodine has more.
Under the bill, students at public schools would only be allowed to join the team that matches the sex on their birth certificates for sports separated by sex. Representative Robert Ross is the sponsor of the bill. He says the bill would increase fairness and safety. The hearing was met with more than a dozen people testifying against the bill. One parent says her trans daughter's sports experience was ruined through rules making her play on an all-boys team.
My daughter simply wanted to show up as herself, to participate in something she loved with the community she belonged to. She was robbed of that opportunity when she was treated differently. Will you do the same to trans youth across our state?
Currently, the Missouri State High School Athletic Association allows transgender students to apply to play on a team that does not match their sex at birth in certain circumstances. If the bill passes, it would go to voters in November to decide. From Jefferson City, I'm Seth Bodine.
About 600 lawsuits are expected to be filed by applicants of medical marijuana licenses in Missouri. Seth Bodine has more.
The lawsuits are a result of allegations of unfairness in the licensing process. Missouri House members asked questions about the licensing process and how it has been handled. Representative Maria Chappelle Nadal says she's concerned, and she says the level of dissatisfaction around licensure has opened a financial vulnerability for the state.
Across the board, black, white, urban, rural, Republican, Democrat, there are people who are upset. Anytime you're in a situation like that, there is a mess that has been created.
Richard Moore is the general counsel at the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. Moore says it's unclear about how much the department will have to pay for litigation, but he estimates somewhere in the millions. The litigation would be paid with the application license fees collected. Those fees are supposed to go to a veterans fund. So far, there have been 425 appeals for licenses that have been rejected. From Jefferson City, I'm Seth Bodine.
A new House bill would create a specific carjacking law, making it a felony punishable by 5 to 15 years in prison. Prosecutors now charge people with robbery or other related crimes. House lawmakers gave initial approval to the proposal on Wednesday. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.